KM4PWA.
KM4PWA. K908, sounds good, over.
I was worried the gain was going to be too high.
Not, sounds pretty good to me. I think you have it set pretty good there, over.
Okay, default setting is zero, and that sounded way too low, so I jacked it up a bunch and actually had to do all the way up to that seemed like it would be way too loud. I'm glad to hear it's not. But yeah, everything about it has been it's been really great. It's like I'm already over the fact that it's all accessible and I can work it all, and I'm looking to get into the code. That's going to be fun to play with.
I can't blame you there. That's pretty good. Yeah, I just got done with my second day on the new job there. Thoroughly going to like this place. This would be a good place for you, honestly.
I'll keep that in mind. I might have to talk to you a little bit about that. Let's see. I'm opening up my other little business this week, and under normal conditions, that doesn't really require very much of my time.
That's right. Can't say that I don't blame you there. You can kind of pick and choose when you want to do it, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but I was thinking second job, too.
Well, between the web hosting company that I run, I think we got some 60 customers. I'd have to go back and look. I don't remember the statistics. I know at one time there was 1,000 domains. We don't really have anybody on the phone system right now. We got away from Asterisk and all that stuff and went to a different system that was much more suitable for a multi-tenant environment. But between doing that in my spare time and Aries and all the other stuff, some days I still don't have enough to do.
Just send a few things your way. Make good use of the extra time you have.
I heard that.
So how are you getting into this repeater? You're not full quieting into it. Are you on an HT, or are you on a base station? How much power?
I am on an HT inside the building where I'm staying at right now. I am located in Centerville, almost, I guess. I'm trying to think of... I'd be almost between Anderson and Pendleton and Liberty, if you kind of drew a triangle, I guess.
Okay. You should check it out on the repeater book on your phone. It'll show you exactly how far away the repeater is.
Yeah, I'd venture to say it's probably, 45, 50 miles, if not a little bit more. Just picturing the map in my head, that's probably about what it is. But I'm also listening to myself on Echolink just to kind of see if I can find a little bit better spot. But I'm only running 5 watts. I'm on a Kenwood NX210 portable.
I wonder how much the Kenwood has to do with it. On all my, like, cheapo HTs I've been using, I'm lucky, even with if I hook up an external antenna, I'm lucky if I can get, you know, beyond 20, maybe 25 miles tops.
Well, you got to look and see what's between you and there. You'd need a 3D topo map. Because you got to remember it's line of sight. And so unless you get up really high, but even then running power is you know, only going to do so much.
The repeaters are fairly high, and external antenna I use is about 25 feet up. So, you know, it should clear the low obstructions. And I'm in a relatively flat area. I thought that was about expected distance with an HT. It was about 25 miles, at least to a repeater. Maybe the Kenwoods and the nicer ones, I don't know, maybe they can reach a bit further, squeeze a little bit more.
Well, it's also dependent on the antenna that your HT has. So the default antenna that comes with most HTs is not always the best. So I'm using a commercial antenna, but it's a high-performance antenna. So that kind of helps. But when I'm at Gaffney, when I'm over there, I know that's 60 miles away from Caesar's Head, 55 to 60 miles, depending on where you are over there. And I can hit this repeater and my repeater, especially when my repeater's at its, you know, peak performance. The coverage between this one and that one was pretty much equal.
Okay. I don't know, the HT must have something to it, too. The little rubber duck that I get on most of these, that usually reaches about 16 miles. The externals, like I say, I got like that pretty good and pretty high J-pole at about 25. I got some WIB antennas, and they were supposed to, you know, everybody said online how great they were, but honestly, the rubber duck on the radio does better than the WIB.
Well, I'll tell you something else, too. I don't want to knock the J-pole. It's good for what it is, but J-poles are not the best as compared to other kinds of antennas. So if you have an antenna with a ground plane, one of the antennas I run that I really like is the Diamond X700 H&A. They're about $350. It's about 24 foot tall, three sections. Got a ground plane on it. You put that up at 100 feet, and depending on where you are up here, you could probably hit repeaters in Columbia.
All right. I was just blown away that big J-pole can't even perform as well as the built-in one on your HT. So, yeah, I'm going to work on something better for sure.
Yeah, you know, depending on who you talk to, you're going to get slightly different opinions, but my experience is not just ham related, it's also commercial, doing a lot of 911 radio systems and stuff. The antennas on the repeaters, they have four dipoles on them for 2 meters usually, if you're using a 4x4 dipole. And if it's an omni configuration, you have one pointed at each direction, they're all 90 degrees of one another. So I ran mine one north, one south, one east, one west. So you can kind of sort of think of it like that. Those are by far about the best you're ever going to get. They do make a fiberglass station master. They're about $1,200, $1,500, and they have really good gain. But you get what you pay for in a lot of ways, so you just kind of have to play around and experiment. K9OH Portable, Anderson.
Sounds fun to me. I'm just lacking, you know, just mentioning the radio real quick. The fact that it's got firmware that can be tweaked with all of a sudden makes 2 meter and 70 centimeters seem more interesting, because normally this is closed box, and well, buy an antenna, stick it on it, and that's kind of it. It seems more about spending money than tweaking or making anything. It's kind of why HF was more appealing to me. But yeah, this is going to be pretty interesting. I appreciate you testing this with me, and I'm going to go here and get back to working on a code plug. K9OH, KN4, PWA, clear.
All right, Brian, I really thank you for letting me hear it. I'm really impressed with the audio on it. I'll definitely be getting me one of those after I get the moving situation figured out and we get settled. I'm sure Clay, I think Clay already had one, so I'm sure he'll be excited about that. Oh, that's right, he's on vacay, so, but yeah, when he hears about that, he's probably going to jump on that. Good price range. All right, well, have you a good one. Good to talk to you, Brian. Thanks for thinking of me again, and we'll talk to you later. KM4 PWA from K9OH.